it's time for Southern California Sports Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Maxa. We're in the Marty 1090 studios with Captain Mark Grayer and Deckhand Jack from Genren Sport Fishing in Baja's East Cape. Going to be a great show talking fishing today on the East Cape and more. You stay tuned to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice at Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series. America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more, all at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There's a new kid in town, and they are creating near miracles on boats all over the Southland. It's Blue Seas Fabrication, the West Coast first and only certified C-Deck fabricator and installer. Install C-Deck EVA from non-skid decking materials on your boat, sport fisher, or yacht, and your boating experience is enhanced and improved. Why? Well, first, C-Deck from Blue Seas Fabrication enriches the look of any boat, old or new. Next, the C-Deck non-skid decking material adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. The possibilities are endless. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication show you how C-Deck will make your life easier and better on every trip. Their professional staff will custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with the stylish, non-absorbent, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean material in multiple textures, designs, and colors. C-Deck offers comfort and anti-fatigue properties for those long days of fishing. It can also be used on kayaks, boat trailers, and more. See for yourself. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com to see how C-Deck can transform your watercraft and truly create a wow factor for the next time you head out. Call them at 858-232-4188 for more information and a free quote. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer, Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. It's one of my favorite shows. Love hanging out and BSing about fishing with these two guys.
Oh, yeah.
BSing.
Yeah, what's that?
This is serious talk.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Hey.
This is talking about fishing, our favorite pastime and sport.
Tell you,
all right?
You know, young kids.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to do? Yeah. What are you going to do?
One more time, and no more numbers are coming out.
We love
right?
you.
So, Mark Rayer, you brought your favorite deckhand. Or is it your favorite? No, Diego's your favorite.
Yeah, Jack's on the list.
He's on the list, though. I mean, he's on the list.
He's on the list.
He's the favorite bartender, man. Yeah.
Hey, there's breaking news about that. If you better sell your Pacifico stock.
Oh. What?
Yeah, don't. Yeah, you're not drinking leaving
Pacificos anymore?
We gave up cervezas on the boat. Doesn't mean we gave up cerveza altogether.
Okay, just we on the boat.
On the boat. And we've gone to, dare I say, iced tea.
Iced tea, nice. Have you ever considered water?
I tried that, too.
That, it didn't work? Fish
it works,
stuff.
But, you know, it's yeah. it, but... Yeah, you know, I was pushing the limits of my body's ability to carry weight.
So
I'll back off a little bit. So
that's all right. Yeah, once in a while, you know, you got to do these things.
It's working, you know. Yeah. But the Pacifico stock, if you notice, has really dropped.
It's
down about 7% just this month. Yeah,
it's not good.
No.
Yeah, it's not good. And now the word's got out.
Yeah, now it's really going.
50,000 watts here.
Yeah,
Jack is off. It's really
good. The hookup show, the word is out.
Sell now.
You know how it is with fishing, though. By the time you heard it, it's too late. If you haven't dumped that stock already,
it's over.
Sorry, Pacifico. I really are.
Yeah, but if you want to drink a Pacifico on Genren, you've got them, right?
You betcha.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So for our listeners, tell us about Genren and what you do, Mark.
We have the most deluxe sport fishing vessels on the East Cape. We have two 35 Cabo yachts, and we have a 31 Innovator. And they are my personal boats, and I treat them not like a charter boat, but like a personal yacht, and every one of them has all top quality equipment. Each boat has two touchscreen Simrad multifunction plotters, and just top
Evo
of the two, line,
which is just awesome.
Yeah,
stuff.
Top I of the, but not just one of them, two of them.
Two of them.
You know, we have found that it just gives us such a huge advantage. Fraser. Stabilizing binoculars gives us an advantage. Everything that we could possibly do, that I could possibly do for myself if I was going out fishing and sky was the limit, I had an unlimited budget, that's what I've done with all three of these boats.
The cool thing about going fishing on Genren in the East Cape is basically you bring a bag of clothes and you go fishing, you walk on the boat, everything is taken care of for you. You don't need to bring any tackle.
And that term is thrown around a lot and doesn't always ring true. But going fishing on Mark's boats, that is 100% the case. I mean, there is just nothing that a guy needs when he's going fishing with you.
Well, here's the deal, and I see this a lot. People, I see them on some of these forums requesting and call-ins here also. They request, hey, Rick, what should I bring? I'm going on this trip. Well, you can never prepare 100% for every trip. The airline allows you to bring four rods and reels. Whatever you bring, there's the fishing changes every day, and there's a lot of different stuff that you need. We have everything from the smallest little Valiant 300 that Akrit makes all the way up to the ATD 50, and we have the spinning reels. We have everything.
CalStar rods.
All CalStar rods, and we have some Cousins rods also, but it's either you're going to see all the it's not called a graphite, it's a
composite.
All the composite rods. Every single reel is filled with Spectra with a fluorocarbon top shot. We hardly even use any monofilament anymore. It's all Spectra and
it's all fresh.
It's all fresh. Well, the Spectra we never have to change. You know, the reel's full, but the fluorocarbon we're changing all the time. It's going to be fresh.
That's the thing, too. Like I was saying, you know, when people say, oh, you don't need to bring anything, well, there's a lot of operations out there that are, you know, that the gear is good enough for sure, but this is beyond good enough. It's perfect. I mean, it's perfect in every way.
And all the terminal tackle, you know, the stick baits, the poppers, the trolling lures, the I mean, every boat is
everything
like
everything you could imagine.
Yeah.
It's like a fisherman's landing.
You have
three, each boat. You
have three boats.
Have three of them.
Yeah. Jack, what do you bring when you go fishing with Mark?
I bring iced tea.
No.
No, actually,
actually, Mark has the iced tea. He's really, he up my up charged me a little bit for that, but
I introduced you to the iced tea, man. You were on the Gatorade.
He did.
The Gatorade stock dropped off a little, also.
But no, I just bring personal stuff, you know.
Bring your camera.
Yeah, bring my cameras. I got. Oh, by the way, I got
you don't even need to bring your boombox. Because he's got two
That's
on
right.
the boat.
Yeah. The boombox stays in the room so that the little gal cleans up for us in room 35. has some music to you know dance to.
You left the number out.
I did.
Jack's favorite
I said
room.
22.
Yeah. Is that the one?
My favorite room.
No, that's my favorite
room.
Yeah,
I was sitting back off of that.
Room 7.
Yeah. 7, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Room 13.
Yeah.
You're talking, of course, about rooms at Rancho.
I'll tell you one thing, but in addition to all the gear and everything, when you get on the boat, all three of them, they are immaculate and they're clean. They're just like they were just freshly redone, which they have been from the night before. The guys stay on the boat for a couple hours after the boat comes in, and they scrub and clean and get it all tuned up for the next day. So it's everything is taken care of. You bring your lady friend, your wife, she'll be totally happy because it, you know, the ladies like it clean.
And you know, the thing about Genran is it's never looks like it was rode hard. You know?
Yeah, totally.
It just looks like I would take care of my boat.
It doesn't look
it's
like
meticulous.
My boat.
Yeah. Well, it looks, everything is meticulous.
Yes, it is.
And he's, I mean, he sets the bar for yacht maintenance. Really, I go on the boat and it's like, man, I got to.
Step my game up.
Boat, man. This guy goes out every day.
Every square inch of every one of the boats that goes out, in when they return, every square inch of the boat is touched with a chamois. The chamois goes over the entire boat.
Pretty awesome.
And that's part of the secret of doing it, and I'm blessed with the best crew in the East Cape.
What kind of chamois you use?
That has a passion to, you know. Actually, they're not real. They're the artificial.
That chamois or whatever.
The artificial ones, whatever they are. But the crew prefers that. But I'm blessed with the best crew of the East Cape. Not only do they take pride and maintain the equipment that way, but they have a passion to fish, and they're all excellent fishermen. We are really proficient inshore, offshore, fly fishing. We enjoy all of it, and somebody's looking for numbers. They want to catch the most fish. We'll go out and try to catch the most fish. But a lot of people are just in for the enjoyment. The fly fishermen, for sure. When you go fly saltwater fly fishing, it's like fishing with one arm tied behind your back. And a lot of the crews down there don't have the patience and don't like to do that kind of a thing. We enjoy the challenge. We enjoy the challenge of all facets of the fishing down there. So it's a passion for all of us.
And
I'm blessed with the best crew in the East Cape.
So describe your three boats. Genran has three boats.
Three boats. The newest boat is Vaquera. It's a 2006 35 Cabo Yachts flybridge. And it was the last one we acquired. I got it 2 years ago. And it's just a sweetheart.
Yeah, it cruises fast.
It's the fastest boat in the fleet.
Yeah.
And without argument, I don't think that anybody has a faster boat, a charter boat on the East Cape. There might be a few faster private boats with three outboards on them or something, but nobody will argue that it's the fastest boat in the fleet. Genran 3 is another 35 Cabo Yachts, and it also has Cummins electronic motors. It's a very fast boat. It was one of the fastest boats in the fleet until I got Vaquera. And it's a very, very comfortable boat. It's a sweetheart. I like the ride in Genran 3 better. It's got a different bottom design, although they look the same silhouette. They have the same cockpit, same flybridge. The whole design is a little bit different. I don't know
they
why.
They changed the whole design.
They changed
it. What was it, 2004 or 2003?
In 2000.
2000.
In 2000, they changed it. And they claimed that the new boat was faster and the old boat rode better, and I find it to be exactly the opposite. The old boat, I have a lot of people, if you have a tendency for motion sickness, and I can't hardly tell the difference, but somebody who is very sensitive to that finds that Genran 3 is a little more forgiving and
the more stable, or
a little more stable, and I like that.
When are you going to put a Sea Keeper in it?
You know, I looked at putting a Sea Keeper in. That's the kind of service that we provide.
Sure.
That I would do that. And it's not the money, although they are quite expensive. It's the weight. I'm looking at adding all that weight to the boat, and nothing against Sea Keeper, but
sure.
It's not beyond the realm of possibility, but I'm not ready to make that move right now.
All right. So speaking of Sea Keeper, this weekend is the final weekend for their demo boat, that incredible.
Oh, yeah, the Contender.
Contender. It's a 32, right?
I believe so,
yeah. And they're up in Oxnard. So those of you listening to us on the Mighty 1090 or on the app or streaming live up in Channel Islands Harbor, Oxnard, Ventura, Santa Barbara area, going to be going on today and tomorrow, and the location is on Harbor Drive in Oxnard, 4100 Harbor Drive. They're going to be at Channel Islands Hawksbar. The demo is going to be right there, and you can just give a call to Berkeley if you want to schedule an appointment. I guess it's going to be a little sporty weather today, which is perfect.
Hey, that's what you want when you're
perfect for the Sea Keeper, yeah. Call Berkeley, 310-502-0034 if you want to go check out the Sea Keeper today up in Channel Islands Harbor, the last demo for the West Coast here, at least this season, that you're going to be able to check that out. And as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots going on here, talking the East Cape fishing with Mark and Jack.
You're not kidding, man. So much knowledge in the studio today, and we're going to have a great time, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, get in on all the fun this morning. There's two ways that you can reach us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, and that toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only talking fishing, talking fun, we've got Mark and Jack answering all your questions this morning. We have also got such a great prize. Thanks so much to Jack, because one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a brand-new pair of the Accurate Piranha rigging pliers.
Are you kidding me?
Pete, I know you've got a pair of those things, and
yeah,
we have
awesome.
The show. They are so killer. Yeah, so
Jack, explain the Accurate rigging plier to us.
This is probably just up to about a $100 tool for rigging. Cut Spectre like a razor blade.
It has a
split ring attachment added onto it, so you do split rings with it. But it's mainly it's for rigging, not for pulling that
hook
out of the 300-pound tuna you got. Use your side cutters or your duckbills for that. But this is for when you're rigging up and you want everything to be sano and clean and have a really efficient tool to do it. This will get the job done.
With all this fishing we're doing nowadays with flat falls and all and poppers and all this stuff, and you know there's all this big fish around and we're changing hooks and swapping split rings. A tool like this is invaluable. A good split ring plier. 5 years ago, what am I ever going to change a split ring for? And now that we're doing all this big fish fishing and swapping hooks back and forth, a good split ring plier is invaluable, and these are the best.
Yeah, they work. You have them on Gen Rent.
I love them. I'm so tired of breaking fingernails and, you know,
trying to
get those split rings apart. Or, you know, you get a knife in there and you screw up the knife. I love them. Just absolutely love them. And they're not good with that little knob on the end that you split ring with. It's not good for pulling hooks out. But
you don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that, but, boy, I wouldn't want to be without them.
Yeah.
We almost put that split ring addition on just to keep from having people pull hooks out.
That was the original idea. But now that actually has a function.
That's right.
Split ring, yeah.
But, no, it's a great tool and an awesome opportunity. Again, if you want to get through, have your shot at winning those awesome pair of pliers, or better yet, your chance to talk to Mark, talk to Jack. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
The grand opening of the Big Bay Yachts office at Intrepid Landing continues. Scott Lampe has assembled a first-rate team of fishing professionals and boat experts at Big Bay Yachts to help you find that dream fishing boat or yacht. Big Bay Yachts is the dealer for Albemarle and Cobia boats. Come down to Big Bay Yachts. See and check out the amazing Cobia 23 and 27-foot center consoles. Priced to sell at ridiculous grand opening prices.
This is Scott from Big Bay Yachts. We have incredible boats, incredible value, at incredible prices, so ridiculous that people say we're crazy. But not just on stock boats. For a limited time, come see me or one of my great staff, and we'll give you an extra discount on a custom-built Albemarle or Cobia done your way.
Let Scott and his crew show you the new Cobias, Albemarles, and quality brokerage boats of all shapes and sizes. Ready to fish this season. Cruise on by Big Bay Yachts right on the waterfront at the new Intrepid Landing in Point Loma. Check BigBayYachts.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California. Boat California. Save California. Share the love at BoatCalifornia.com.
The season is here. It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The hottest new reel for inshore or offshore fishing is the Shimano Tranx 300 and 400 with two gear ratios, power handle or paddle handle. The new Tranx fills the gap for small and powerful level wind reels. Everyone knows how great the Shimano Tranx 500 is, so now you have it all. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the all-new Tranx models in stock and ready to fish. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day and now three-quarter-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing, and it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, phones are packing up. If you want to get through, here is your chance. 858. Actually, that's the 877 number. All the 858s are full. 877-792-1090. Open right now. Let's talk to Frank Lopresti. Good morning, Frank.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
Oh, doing great, great. Hey, are you calling to talk about Jack's lack of Pacificos on the boat?
Well, first I want to talk about Mark and let him know that we've had several passengers that have fished with him and have nothing but the highest compliments for his boats and his operation. So hear nothing but good things, Mark.
Well, thank you, Frank. We can fool him once in a while.
Yep. Well,
there's no fooling. It's the real deal.
And I'll tell you one thing that you didn't fool me about this morning, and that's that Jack gave up Cervezas. He might have gave up Cervezas, but he definitely isn't giving you the straight dope about the personal items that he brings aboard. And I'm sure we all know what we're talking about, correct?
No. No idea.
Now, he was specific about Pacificos on the boat. That was
on the boat.
He said he's drinking iced tea on the boat. He didn't say he wasn't wasn't giving it up on land base.
Believe it or not, at the ranch this past trip, we just got back, did not have one Pacifico, not even. And Linda, if you're listening, it's true.
Are you believing this, Frank?
No.
I'm not buying it either.
Not for a minute.
Fishermen are BSers,
And if he does give up a couple of cerveza, he does make it up with another substance.
Crown Royal. I'll cop to that. You're right.
Oh, is that the substance? Okay.
And he doesn't bring a pint or a quarter board. He brings a gallon.
It's with the handle, the one with the handle on it.
Well, it's easier to carry, right,
Jack?
Right. Yeah.
You can carry two that way.
I'd like to say we're out fishing, but I'm sitting here out of the water on the Royal Polaris, and we're just got this whole boat torn to pieces. So
wow, major maintenance time.
It always is every year.
Yeah.
So
Frank, what's going on with the Shogun?
Shogun is right now on its way to Guadalupe Island. Their last 2 6-day trips, they were plagued with just terrific, horrible weather, and it was very, very tough fishing. There is good signs of yellowfin, good schools of yellowfin that do not want to bite at Guadalupe, and hopefully those things are going to change, okay?
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good that they're making the run to Guadalupe and all good with being there, right?
That's right. Well, right now, we come up with a new permit here pretty soon. So, in the middle of July, we'll know if we have a new permit for the rest of the year. So.
Okay, good news. All right, Frank. Well, but in the meantime, spots available this summer on the RP or the Shogun?
There are a few spots. I know there's a 3-day July 19th on the Shogun that's got several openings. Very, very few openings on the Royal Polaris, although now that I think about it, we have an 8-day trip called the Carnes Brothers Trip around the 8th of August that just had 2 cancellations. So if anybody is interested in that, they can call the office today. Monica's supposed to be in there about 8:30. And there's a few scattered openings and not too many, but, we always get cancellations. So please check our websites, and hopefully anybody that wants to get on can get on.
I'll just throw this out, too. Fishing with Ken and Paul Carnes are 2 of, the nicest guys you could ever want to go with as charter masters, and I know we always throw some stuff from the tackle store in for, a little swag raffle and stuff, and I really, really like fishing with those 2 guys.
Agreed. Right. And by the way, they got an accurate reel to give away on that trip.
Wow.
Wow.
That's quite the deal.
Hey, Frank, before you go, I know you got a lot of boat work to do, but I want to talk about Captain Rollo's kids fishing program. Of course, formerly Friends of Rollo, now we call it Captain Rollo's. Tuna Wars 3 is coming up. The captain's reception is going to be Tuesday, June 20th at the Bally High. Such a great event, 5 to 8 p.m. And then, of course, Tuna Wars 2 starts on the 21st. You can get all the details on going fishing with Captain Dave Marciano, Captain Greg Mayer, or Captain Paul Hebert aboard 3 great boats. This year, the Liberty's included in that out of Fisherman's Landing. I believe, is it Dave Marciano's going to be on the, Greg Mayer? Maybe Greg Mayer, I'll have to look. But you can get all the details at CaptainRollos.org, CaptainRollos.org. But there's spots available. They're going to go fast. So if you want to go, check that out. And then, of course, the other big event going on right now is Reel a Week. And that starts in June. There's still tickets available for Reel a Week. You can get all the information on CaptainRollos.org on all that. Right, Frank?
That is correct, Pete. I just want to add that Captain's Reception before Tuna Wars is really a great party with a lot of beautiful auction items, and something that if, you can't make Tuna Wars, you ought to make the reception. I think, what is it, Pete, $25 to
$25, yeah.
And
the giveaways
good food
are amazing.
And the whole bit, and it's just a very enjoyable affair that everybody had a lot of fun at last year, so. Grab your tickets as soon as you can, okay?
You bet. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Frank, and good luck with the work on the Royal Polaris.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Jack. And thanks, Pete. And take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a great day. Appreciate that, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris. Just to give Jack a hard time, I think. Do you get a lot of that, Jack?
No doubt. That's
Do you get a lot of that? Do people just, it's just jealousy, I think, right?
Well, you got to be careful. Frank is the Pope of sport fishing yeah. in Southern California.
Yes.
So I'm not going to say much. I'm just going to leave it alone.
Yeah, yeah, it's, yeah, for sure.
It's a wise man right there.
Didn't get as old because I'm stupid. You know?
Pete, just to confirm what you were saying, you were right, Captain Dave Marciano on the Liberty, and okay. then Captain Greg will be on the Cortez with Jim Hughes.
Okay, and then, of course, Paul Hebert will be on the Tribute.
On the Tribute, you got it.
Yeah, that is... That's going to be a good one.
No
doubt. You talk about a tuna war. Those three captains on those three boats. I'm going to take. I don't know Greg Mayer. I've never met him. It sounds like a really nice guy. I've seen him on the TV and stuff. But I've met the other two guys. Great guys. But I'm going to put my money on Captain Jim Hughes.
I've got Marciano.
You got
over the rail into the pail.
Yeah, okay.
Marciano.
Now Marciano. Oh, I'm yeah. talking about local captains, okay? And oh boy, I'm telling you what, Taro
Marciano.
Is a great captain.
Marciano.
Taro and Marciano.
Well,
he's just because he's Italian, maybe. Huh?
My wife is Italian. I'm
yeah,
Norwegian.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So maybe you have to say that.
Again,
Graves
smart
great,
man.
No, yeah. Graves a hoot to be around.
Yeah, who are you?
He's
who's
got more one-liners than Del Marsh, believe me.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, I'm with Jack. I don't see how you could, you know, that Captain Taro has been on a hot
Taro's
streak.
Good.
He's
yeah.
been on a hot streak like nothing else, and then having Dave on that boat, that'd be tough. But, like you say, nobody yeah. fishes harder than Rambo. And then Mike, you know.
What about Mike
Pritchard,
on the Tribute, man? That guy's out every day.
And past winner and
yeah.
very, very good tuna fisherman. It's
so
going to be a very fun one.
It's going to be a war.
Yep.
It's going to be a tuna war. And if you want to be a part of it, you better jump on because spots are going very rapidly. And don't forget, all of it goes to benefit Rollo Kids.
Yep.
That's it. I mean, it's just an amazing story I'm going to share with you very soon on Facebook and is about a group of Howard who runs some of the trips for or runs the trips helps with run the trips for Captain Rollo's took a bunch of kids from the inner city of LA out that had never seen the ocean or never been on the ocean. And the story from that trip is absolutely you. If you read that story, you're going to open your wallet and go, okay, I got to help.
No, that's cool, man. That's
really
cool.
It's that good. And I'm going to share that with you either on our Facebook page and then in a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking more about Captain Rollo Kids at Sea. But that's why we do this. And all the money raised from this is going to take kids fishing, whether it be inner city kids or a kid in your neighborhood.
Totally.
They don't have to be inner city kids, they can be kids from Rancho Santa Fe or Jack's neighborhood, which is like the high rent district.
You know. So they all have their own boats.
Yeah.
See what I have to put up with. Really.
877-792-1090. Open right now. You want to get through, there's your chance.
All right. Why don't we start it off this morning with Jim, and he's calling us from Fallbrook this morning. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good day, guys.
Good morning, Jim.
I got a question. I'm sure that Rock Cod Rick can answer it, and probably all of you guys. I mark, I want to know what you do to mark your line or how you figure out if you're fishing big tuna, if you're down 150 foot, 200 foot, or what on your line. What I did is I marked my line. I had like 50 foot of monofilament top shot, and then I marked it every 50 foot with a black marking pen. And just for the heck of it, I had some extra 40-pound test braid, and I marked it like a 3-foot section, several pieces, areas there of the black marking pen. And then I put a 50-pound weight on it. And the other piece I had, I didn't mark it, and I put a 50-pound weight on it. And in 61 days, the one where I marked the black on the braid, it broke there. So I'm wondering, is if I mark it like that, it must screw up the braid.
I don't know, but there's probably some type of a solvent or something in the marking pen.
It could be.
And
yeah.
I'm trying to be a scientist
if
here.
If it's breaking, I've never seen that before. Rick, you?
I haven't. I mean, I don't have a great answer. I don't mark mine. I mean, we have... I think the best thing to do it is exactly what you described. I mean, most of the guys just use a Sharpie if you were going to market. And I mean, I haven't heard of any issues. I mean, know plenty of customers that have done it. There's a lot of guys that I know that when they're making their wind-ons on, you know, when they're fishing real short top shots. I know several of my buddies who I don't do this myself, but guys who I very much respect their opinions and things, I see them like take a Sharpie and mark the last, you know, mark the 3 feet of braid before it attaches to their piece of fluorocarbon if they're fishing a real short one, like a 10-foot piece. We've had some customers who are really particular about it, and well, when we're using Hollow Ace Power Pro, which comes in three colors, comes in white and yellow and blue, we'll actually splice a piece of, you know, a second piece of line in there. Again, I'm not from that school of thought. I'd rather have one piece of line from the bottom of my spool all the way to the top. But, you know, our splices are secure and are not going to fail. So there's times when we'll wind 100 yards of line on the reel, cut it off completely, splice in a piece of yellow, cut that, splice back to the white again so that there's a little strip of different color in there. So there's plenty of ways that one can do it. I don't do any of those myself, but that's just a personal preference thing.
Now, Bob Turbo Ryan, who's on the Royal Star, our Let's Talk Hookup trip right now, where I'm supposed to be, but I'm not, is on there, and I learned a trick from him, and I think I did it because I think it kind of there's something to it. He takes either a red or a blue marker and marks the Spectra or the Power Pro right the hollow right after the wind on. So in other words, from the fluorocarbon, the first 3 or 4 feet, he marks it off so it kind of blends a little kind of camo thing. The guy gets bit a lot. I follow the guys that get bit a lot.
That's what I'm
so
saying.
That's that. And I never had any issues with breakage or anything on that using that marker. So I don't know what to tell you, Jim.
Yeah, could it have had an effect? Sure, but I don't think it's the type of thing that it's gonna. You know, I don't think that would be what would cause you failure.
No, indeed. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, hey, with that, let's find out what's going on in the Baja. Speaking of the East Cape, we're gonna find out what's going on up and down Mexico with our catch report from Richard Cash, a native of Cash Stores. And today, that catch report is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details or to see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. And let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda of Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro, Jack, Mark. You guys are having a good show. You guys must be having some fun down there.
Lots
Always
of fun today.
Fun.
Yeah, I can tell.
Hola,
wow.
Senor.
Hey, anyway, let's get on with the report. Things are still kind of slow in that San Jose del Cabo area. I mean, they're scratching some tuna over at the Iman Bank and up around San Luis Bank and up toward Los Frailes. Occasional wahoo being taken. Striped marlin, they're around. They've been real finicky about taking baits, and so it's been pretty frustrating for the guys that want to catch marlin. But they're there. Once they get on the chew, look out. I think it's going to be a fantastic striped marlin season. This is the time of year that those fish migrate up into the Sea of Cortez, and the East Cape bangs them real hard. Over in Ixtapas de Huantenejo, they had a huge tournament there this last week. And unfortunately, it's a kill tournament, and I heard as many as 200 boats went out. And, you know, they just devastate that sailfish population. And I'm just hoping that the fish weren't on the chew and not many of them got caught. But, you know, they just got to quit having these kill tournaments like that. Of course, the hot spot right now is Cancun. Really good bite on Atlantic sales, white marlin. They're getting some Dorado down there. They're also getting the king mackerel. So, you know, it's just a really, really good bite. But I look forward to this season really kicking off here probably by the time we hit June. I keep saying that about every 2 or 3 weeks. But, man, it's going to happen. And when it does, look out. It's going to be wide open. But anyway, just to comment on Mark's boats, you know, we send a lot of clients to the East Cape, and we have quite a few of them that really enjoy fishing those cabos and those boats that Mark's got. I mean, it's just like your own private yacht when you get on the boat. It's they're pristine, and Mark's got all the great equipment on board, and I'm sure that Jack has something to do with that because the Accurates are a big favorite with our clients. So anyway, that's a report for this week. Don't forget, we got Pesca Panama next April. I've got two boats available on that for either twos or threes. And if you're a single angler and you want to join us, I can team you up with somebody there. And I got one spot left for our El Salto trip in February. And I don't know, maybe Jack might want to join us, Pete.
You should.
That'd be fun.
Panama?
Yeah.
Panama's good.
Believe it or not, my sons are down there right now. They just left today.
Oh, doing a little field research?
Field research,
oh,
yes.
Okay.
That's good.
Well, how do we get a hold of you there if we want to go fishing with Cassman like we all do?
800-593-6510 on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
All right. Thanks,
Cassman.
Appreciate
that.
Take care,
guys.
Very much.
Yes.
All right. Very good. 877-792-1090 open right now. You want to get through? Talk to Mark, talk to Jack, there's your shot.
All right, next up, let's talk to Mike. He's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Hi, Mike, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
I got a question for Mark. I was wondering, on the Denling, do they go as, what area do they operate down south? Do they go as far as Mazatlan or Rancho and Leonero and stuff like that? What realm do they stay in?
Okay, we stay on the East Cape, which would be the vicinity of Rancho Leonero. We pick up a lot of guests that stay at Rancho Leonero. Mazatlan is the other side of the pond. That's over on mainland Mexico, so that's about 175 miles from where we are. And we're located halfway between La Paz and Cabo San Lucas on the Sierra Cortez side. That's where Palmas de Cortez and Rancho Leonero both are. And Leonero and Palmas are our two favorite resorts, and we pick up guests at their hotels almost every day.
And so both of those, you'll, no matter where you're staying, you'll pick them up.
Well, you, anywhere on the East Cape. If you're staying on the East Cape in a private resident, in any of the resorts, you can go to our website, teamgenren.com. If you go to the accommodations page, it has a list of all the resorts in the East Cape that we service.
But most people are at Rancho Leonero or Palmas de Cortez.
I would say yes. There's more people there than anywhere.
All right, very good. Mike, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, we got catch reports, and a lot more information with Jack and Mark. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the docks, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe us? Just listen to what Southern California's own Captain Pete Grosbeck says. He says, "We're very impressed with the whole operation of the Seakeeper. We live bait a lot. We go slow, which puts us in the trough. And now basically there is no trough." Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, the gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post, bringing installation down to a mere 2 days. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252, 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com, it's unique.
Boating season is heating up with Yamaha Outboards Season of Savings sales event. For a limited time, purchase an eligible select new 2.5 to 175 horsepower four-stroke outboard and receive up to $750 in dealer credit. That's right, up to $750 in dealer credit with eligible outboards. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends June 16, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You want to get through, talk to Mark, talk to Jack, here's your chance. Been a busy morning. Yeah. 877-792-1090, a line open there, and a line open at 858-457-1090. You have a chance to win those accurate Piranha rigging pliers. Great pair of pliers, courtesy of our friend Jack and the guys at Accurate. And I got to ask Mark about booking GenRen and stuff like that. You make it so easy. TeamGenRen.com. You can book right online, right?
No, actually, you cannot book online.
Well, you can see if your dates are available online.
You can check our booking calendar. And the reason that I did this, a lot of people like to stay at the different resorts, and they like to use our boats. And a lot of times they would call me to find out what dates are available, and then they'd call the hotel, one of the resorts, and the dates weren't available for them, and the resort would say this date, and then they'd come back and call me. Instead of calling back and forth, you can pop my calendar up on your computer and see what dates are available. You can call the hotel and coordinate your booking at Rancho Leonero with the dates that I have available, and then call me and book the date. And my calendar is up to date. I'm proud that it's up to date all the time.
So and you, keep in you mind, you have three boats, too.
But there's three boats.
So if you see one boat, like I look at our Let's Talk Hookup Tournament at Palmas de Cortez, October 12 through 15, it's there's one day where Vaquero's busy, but that GenRen 3 and GenRen are open for both days of our tournament.
Yeah, and I could probably kick that guy off the one that's...
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I could probably have. Yeah. Can you imagine, Jack, the treatment we get here?
It's like no respect whatsoever. Yeah.
But anyway, that's... And for our... I believe on our Rancho Leonero tournament, that's coming up here very, very quickly here at the beginning of June. I scroll back to June, and I see that on our Rancho Leonero tournament on Sunday you have a couple of boats available. On Monday you have the Saturday's booked, but Sunday, Monday are two other tournament days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are three tournament days.
GenRen is available.
And GenRen is available on all 3 days.
Yes.
If you wanted to fish on a really nice boat all 3 days during our tournament. So,
yes.
Yeah.
That boat was always booked to one of your favorite people, and all of a sudden she bought her own boat, and I don't think she's coming to the tournament this year.
It's available. So if you want to book that, if you're coming to our tournament, our Let's Talk Hookup tournament at Rancho Leonero on the 3rd through the 7th, we're already lined up. I know Mr. Bob Blum, our tournament director, has his clipboard under his arm and ready to go with all the action there. If you're coming, book that GenRen, because that's a beautiful... Describe GenRen for us.
GenRen is a 31 innovator. It has all the electronics. It has a an excellent crew. This
full equipment, just like the other boats.
Yeah, it has all Akrit reels, CalStar rods, all the gear. You know, enough gear to outfit a tackle store. She's fast. She's comfortable.
Excellent bait capacity.
Yeah, big bait tank. I did a lot of restoration on that boat this year. The whole cockpit was completely restored. It had all the boats we did quite a bit of restoration. They work hard all year, and we just do the best we can to keep them really, really nice. But that boat has twin touchscreen Simrad multifunction plotters. It has everything. It has stabilizing binoculars.
Boat.
It's a great, great boat.
Yeah.
Dell's favorite.
Has more than that. Del's it has favorite. The spirit of Del Mar.
Yes, it does. That's
was,
even more important. Del's
was, yes, Del's
probably
boat.
Catches more fish than any of the boat in the fleet.
There's an aura. There's a kind of a strange, good vibe.
Yeah. Hey, look who's on the line. John Collins. Good morning, John.
Morning, Pete.
Hi, John.
Jack, Mark.
Nice to hear
Ricky,
from you.
How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great.
Good.
What about Jack? Jack's here.
I said Jack.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Old. We still haven't had our meeting. Every time we had an appointment set up for 11:30 in the morning, something started happening on the boat. I was fortunate enough to fish with Jack on the February Akrit trip. We had a great time.
He's a
wonderful host.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
That's cool.
You're not bad either. Thank you.
And he taught you a new knot, Jack was telling me.
Yeah, and Dart too. When we went out on the a tribute here about a month ago on a day trip there, and I was showing Dart this thing. He went crazy over that thing. He said that's the greatest little knot he's ever seen.
Yeah, I tried it. It's a pretty easy knot. What knot is that?
It's called. I'm calling it now just to avoid confusion. It's called a 2x2. I think on the RP website, it's referred to as a Springer knot.
Yeah. You put a web. That's where I saw it. Is on the RP on the Royal Polaris website. You have a little video on there.
I have so many people that say, "Holy mackerel, that thing's too simple to work," but it does work. I mean, I don't crimp anything anymore. I tie that with 100, 130. I've never had a failure. It's just a wonderful, simple, super small knot.
So easy to tie big line, right?
Very easy to tie, and you'll be absolutely amazed at how small it is.
Yeah, and of course, you're the John Collins knot, the RP knot that we have on our YouTube channel that you and I put together there. That is become the state of the art knot for connecting spectra to fluorocarbon.
Yeah, well, it works. So
it works. It does work.
Well, I got to make an appointment, John, for that new knot because I haven't.
Oh, it's easy.
I haven't
just go on
the
Royal Polaris website. Springer knot.
I'd rather go straight to John if you don't mind.
Well, yeah.
Hey, that's fine, Jack. I'll tell you what. You can pay. I'll meet you down in Puerto Vallarta. You can pay for my trip, and I'll be happy to show you the knot.
How about just lunch in San Diego?
Hey, John, you better plan on a whole day. Jack's a very slow learner.
Well, you know something? Like I tell people on the boat on the RP there when I do my knot seminars on the upper deck, I always wait for Frank to walk out, and I'll always say, you know, this knot is so simple that Frank was able to do it on his first try.
Wow!
And I won't tell you what he says when he walks back in the wheelhouse.
Thank you.
Can't use that kind of language on the air, I know.
Oh.
Hey, the reason I'm calling is that for some reason, I don't know what it is this year, I'm kind of handling the office for Judy while she's on vacation, and I have had at least three different people that were confused about the passport requirement for making your long range trips, and they had the impression that once they gave us the passport information, they didn't have to bring their passport on the boat. They said, "Well, you guys have got it," and explaining it to them, we have it all right, but we need it in order to order the visas. We have to order the visas out between 48 and 72 hours before the boat departs on a multi-day trip. That doesn't relieve the passenger of the responsibility of bringing that visa on the boat with him. So I just want to make sure that if your listeners are going out on a trip and done a long-range trip before, to please make sure that they bring their passports with them. And even more importantly, please make sure you bring the passport that you gave us in order to order your visas.
Yes.
In other words, if you have a passport book and a passport card, if you gave us the passport book information, you have to bring that passport book with you. If you gave us the card information, you have to bring that with you.
Yes. Yeah. Now, that's important information because it's two different numbers.
That's correct. They are two different numbers, and we have to have that one. If we get checked in this day and age, you have to make sure all the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted and make sure that all of our paperwork is in order.
Oh, absolutely.
And, like guy comes down and he has his passport book and he gave us the passport card information and we've already ordered his visas, we can't let him go on the boat.
Yeah. Important information there, guys. That's really important information. And thanks, John.
Yeah, that's good.
Appreciate
good call,
that.
John.
Yeah.
And another thing, if I can, if you get a new passport, don't assume that we've got it. It's obvious we don't. Please give us a call and update your passport information.
Indeed.
We have to have that.
Indeed.
And Paul asked me to pass this on. A couple of medical issues came up. We got two trips going out. One on the 26th of May and one on the 3rd of June. They have a couple of spots open on them. Like I said, medical issues came up and a couple of people had to cancel. So if anybody's interested, please give the Independents a call at 619-226-6006 and we can take care of you.
Yeah, very rare opportunity to get on the Independents, that beautiful boat. Mark and Paul were on the show a couple weeks ago talking about how full the spots are. So an opportunity to get on the boat and go fishing.
I know it, and it's a good price, $23.95 for an eight-day trip.
That's a good deal.
Especially on the Indy, that's a great deal.
That's a great deal. Thanks, John, for the info. Always great. Appreciate the call this morning. Hey, want to remind you, too, mark your calendar. A week from today, we'll be at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real and Encinitas. Going to be a great show because we're going to have Captain Mark Wheeler, who will be fresh back from Cabo. He's down in Cabo right now. And the one and only Ken Corwin will join us, too.
Cool.
From Ken's Custom Reels. He's
going to
be there, too. So that's going to be a great show next Saturday, 1 week from today. It's also going to be your first chance to qualify for the two big grand prize. Prize one, a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, along with a trip to Cedros kayak fishing on Cedros Island. Prize two is a four-night fishing package for two at Palmas de Cortez in Baja East Cape, including round-trip tickets to San Diego to Cabo on Alaska Airlines. Hey, that includes a day of fishing at Palmas de Cortez, so it's going to be a pretty amazing thing. And you can sign up for Alaska Airlines' award-winning mileage program. Check out the Alaska Air banner on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. Hey, and Gary the prize cowboys, he's going to be there with a lot of great stuff just for showing up. And don't forget, you make the cast, you have a chance to win the grand prizes. You have a chance also to win the grand prizes just in our random draw. Just show up, fill out the certificate. We qualify two people at each of the four events coming up. So that's a chance to win that trip on Alaska Airlines to Palmas de Cortez or the Fastlane Hobie Kayak and Cedros Kayak Fishing Trip. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. See you 1 week from today, next Saturday, Encinitas Ford, corner Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones and talk to Pete. He's calling us from Canyon Lake this morning. Hi, Pete. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, just had a quick question for you, Rick, or one of your guests. I happen to fall into a couple of Shimano TLD, TLD 20 and 30. Just curious if those are going to be suitable for a long-range tuna trip.
I would say it depends on the length of your long-range trip. If you were talking about going down to Guadalupe Island and taking tuna that were maybe 125 up to about 150 pounds or so, they would definitely be adequate. Larger than that, you really need to go to an aluminum body, an aluminum framed reel. So are they capable of it? Yes. Is there newer, better stuff out there? Yes, also. But once
are they two-speed?
Yeah.
Yeah, two-speed.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Because at the time, they did make single-speed and two-speed.
Never in a 30, no. But
never in a 30, but in a 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I would say, you know, definitely adequate. You know, the things that you'll get out of a newer reel like Italica or something like that is a little bit smaller and a little bit lighter spool, so you'll be able to cast a little better. But that said, if you've got a 20 to 32 speed and they're good to go, like, you know, absolutely. And going forward, if you do, you know, replace with something smaller, that'll always make a really good dropper loop reel for fishing your big yellowtail in the bottom of Guadalupe. So definitely some good use for those reels for sure.
Hey, good luck with that. Norris in Lakewood, you're next up. Good morning, Norris.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Mark, and Jack. I wanted to ask you, you said the Jim Boats fleet is I didn't hear where it's located because I'm debating on a Cabo or Puerto Vallarta trip. And where is Jen Wren located?
We're in Los Cabos County.
You're in Los Cabos, so it is Cabo.
Well, but it's not Cabo proper. We're on the East Cape, which is 40 miles north of San Jose de Cabo, of Los Cabos Airport on the Sea of Cortez. It's called the East Cape. And Cabo proper is at Land's End, and that's about 25 miles the other direction. So
it's the better side of Cabo,
yeah, right?
Well, if you want to get out of the zoo that Cabo is now, this is where you want to be.
Yeah, well, there's nobody selling you timeshares or trying to sell you cigars and jewelry and all of that. You don't have to watch your wallet so much. It's a small, sleepy little place where we're located.
And the advantage of that is that you're 40 miles north rather than south. But you have all the different flights, you know, two flights on Alaska right. Airlines out of San Diego. You have flights out of Orange County, L.A., from all over that come into the Los Cabos Airport that you can access the East Cape.
Well, and the other thing is Cabo proper, you spend a lot of time fishing in the Pacific Ocean. And we're fishing up in the Sea of Cortez. And it's a much calmer environment. We were talking about a seakeeper a little while ago. And we're fishing in pretty calm waters most of the time, where the Pacific Ocean
it's a little rougher.
Is a little rougher.
Yeah, good point. So check out RanchoLeonero.com or VanWormerResorts.com for accommodations, and then TeamGenRen.com to book the boat, and you won't be sorry.
Thank you. You answered all my questions.
Thanks, Norris. Appreciate the call this morning.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here. Another full hour. We got more of your phone calls, more great information, and the catch report. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
I got my line in the water.
To the wars are coming. You can be a part of the battle. This is Captain Dave Marciano from Hard Merchandise and Nat Geo's hit show, Wicked Tuna. This is your opportunity to fish with me, Captain Paul Herbert, or Captain Greg Meyer aboard three of San Diego's top boats. Now, Paul keeps spouting off about how he's going to win, but frankly, I'm more concerned about Greg. He is one heck of a fisherman and could certainly lead his team to victory. The two-day trip departs June 21st and returns on the 23rd for weigh-in. Whether you're fishing or not, plan on joining the captain's reception the evening of Tuesday the 20th at the beautiful Valley High Restaurant in San Diego Bay, where you can meet and greet all of us and talk tuna with a bunch of great people and have a chance to win some amazing prizes. It's all about taking kids fishing and supporting the great Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program. So join me, Captain Dave Marciano, for a fun evening at the Valley High, then go fishing on one of the three top boats with us and catch some tuna. Check CaptainRollos.org for more information. Spots are going fast. Sign up today.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted punga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at CedrosKayakFishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world.
This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best Major League Baseball coverage is right here.
Deep and very gone. A blast to left field.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series. America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more, all at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.